Welcome back to the News Desk on Scariff Bay Community Radio, bringing you weekly updates of news and events from around East Clare and a selection of music on Saturday, the 9th of March 2024. We in Scariff Bay Community Radio would sincerely like to thank everyone who supported our annual fundraising quiz last Friday in McNamara's Bar in Scariff. Your support means a lot to us, and all funds raised go to the running costs of SBCR, which is totally run by a committed group of volunteers. We broadcast a variety of programmes each Saturday and Sunday with something to suit everybody. A gathering at Karima's with Great Mountain, a local trad trio, and singer Katie Green and Helen Hayes will take place on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and there will be an open mic with food sharing. The air code is V94FKT3. The East Clare Singers Club will have their monthly gathering in Shorts Pub this Saturday as well. A great night is guaranteed for singers and the audience alike, and all are welcome. Scariff Public Library will be having a wonderful night of music and poetry next Tuesday the 12th at 7 p.m. when the musicians, poets Emer O'Flaherty and Joanne Callanan will present Chock House, a bilingual poetry reading with live accompaniment. And as they say, don't forget the life of a language is in its speaking. The annual Matt Talbot Novena will continue on Wednesday the 13th of March at 7 p.m. in the Tullagh Church with Mass and Benediction. Father Tom Ryan from Ennis Cathedral will lead us in prayer and reflection for the gifts of reconciliation. Priests will be available for celebration of the Sacrament of Confession for Easter. The National Breast Cancer Research Institute is asking everyone to walk in pink this Sunday for the charity and help make a difference for the many Irish women suffering from breast cancer by taking part. 1 in 7 Irish women will be diagnosed with breast cancer, with over 3,500 cases diagnosed annually. Funds raised will go directly to the research team at the Lamb Institute, University of Limerick, or of Galway, excuse me. Registration is just €25 and you get a free pink bobble hat when you sign up. And the website is walkinpink.ie. Dance Masters School of Dance are having lively Zumba classes for adults on Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Whitegate J Hall for just €7. For more information on all their classes in County Clare, check the Facebook page or phone 086 170 3053. Cunis Wellness Centre in Feakle has a wide range of therapies to support your health and well-being. On Monday, the 25th of March, there'll be mindful moments for people parenting alone with Julianne. She will also show you how herbs, reflexology, aromatherapy and meditation can help to nurture and support you as you nurture your own family. Booking is essential for all on offer and the website is cunascentre.com. The WhatsApp number is 086 77 333 75 and they're a not-for-profit organisation who offer very good value for their therapies. Now here are a few of the St. Patrick's Day parades on Sunday the 17th. We'll start with the Kilkishan Development and they're hosting a St. Patrick's Day parade on the Saturday the 16th at 1 p.m. All participants are asked to assemble at the Kilkishan Jail Club at 12:15 p.m. And for more information, contact Jim Moroney on 087 3275 743. Feakle will hold their St. Patrick's Day parade on Sunday the 17th after 11 a.m. Mass. Floats, music, fancy dress and anyone interested in taking part are invited to gather in the school and the parade will start at 12 noon. Complimentary refreshments will be provided by the Feakle Community Council in the hall from 10:45 a.m. and there will be lots of fun and laughter for the whole family on this special day of celebration. The Killaloe Ballina St. Patrick's Day Parade will leave from Ballina GA Complex at 2:15 p.m. on the Sunday and will finish on the Green in Killaloe. You're invited to enter a float or just come along and enjoy the day. The organisers are looking for volunteers to act as stewards along the parade route. Scariff's 35th St. Patrick's Day Parade will start with face painters in the Trading Post in Tuamhuainn on Sunday at 1 p.m. So you can get into the festive spirit on the big day. The parade will start at that end of the town at 3 p.m. and everyone is encouraged to organise floats and dress up the windows for the parade. It's also a colourful and fun community event. Tullagh St. Patrick's Day Parade will take place on Sunday starting at 4:30 p.m. and this year's theme is Movies and Magic. Assemble at St. McCullough's National School from 4 p.m. Entry is free and the Tulla Pipe Band will lead the parade. And they would love people to send them their photos on the day. Email them to tullaparade@hotmail.com. They will post them on their Facebook page, Tulla Sports and Social Club. Daffodil Day is the day when Ireland comes together to support cancer patients, and it will be on Friday the 22nd of March this year. The Irish Cancer Society need people across the country to organise volunteers in their local community. Visit their Facebook page or website for the events in your area, and it's cancer.ie/Daffodil Day. The Convent Primary School in Killaloe will hold a clothes collection on Friday the 22nd, and bags can be dropped off to the school from March the 12th. Items that can be donated include wearable clothing items, paired shoes, handbags, belts, towels, etc. But no duvets or pillows. The Mountain Studio Yoga with Colette Doris in Mount Shannon has been opened for the last 2 years. Colette is a life coach and mentor for people looking to move into new life areas and to achieve their best life. She teaches her yoga in her beautiful studio or online, and she uses breathwork, meditation and physical yoga as part of her work practice. Colette offers life coaching sessions, yoga classes and packages of both to individuals, groups, including schools, corporates and teams. Visit her website, themountainstudio.ie, for all information. The 74th Clare Drama Festival will take place from the 22nd to the 29th of March in the Scariff Community College Hall. This year it will have all the groups in the confined section, as there was a shortage of the open groups. It will still have many of the familiar groups back to Scariff and promises to have a wonderful 8 nights of entertainment with a great variety of plays. Season tickets are €70, adults €12, seniors €10 and students €7. The adjudicator this year is Paul Brennan. Brochures are in the local shops and details on the Facebook page. And Slievochty Drama Group will be performing Same Old Moon by Geraldine Aron on Tuesday the 26th, so be sure to come early to get a good seat. There are 36 full-length drama festivals on around the country, with 44 drama groups competing to get to the 2024 All-Ireland Drama Festival of Ireland. The 9 winners of the open section will head to Athlone, and the best 9 winners of the confined section will go to Mount Mellick, where they will battle it out for the winning places. The standard this year is very high again, so break a leg and best of luck to all involved. And for all information, check the website adci.ie, that's the Amateur Drama Council of Ireland. Cnoc na Gaoithe an Tulla will be having a fundraising concert in aid of the RNLI supporting Clare's lifeboats and Coast Guard services on Friday the 15th of March at 8 p.m. There's a fantastic lineup of musicians, singers, dancers and novelty acts featuring many well-known and talented artists. There's no cover charge, but donations are welcome and there will be a raffle on the night. Your support is valued and well appreciated. The local branch of Cunra na Gaeilge will hold a churchgate collection in the Scariff, Inishcaltra and Tumgraney parishes at the St. Patrick's Day Masses. The money will be used for the organisation and promotion of Irish language activities in the area, and all supporters welcome. The Heritage Council is now accepting applications from community groups and not-for-profit non-governmental organisations in Clare for its Community Heritage Grant Scheme 2024. A broad range of project types are eligible for funding under the scheme, including conservation works to collections, objects or places, including the natural heritage projects, surveys, reports, plans and audits to inform the future management of buildings and monuments, habitats and or collections. Accessibility projects that make heritage activities more accessible for people with disabilities. Projects that help people engage more with their heritage. Purchase of specialised equipment, projects that address the heritage of minority groups. Training in traditional skills and crafts such as roofing, thatch, dry stone walling, etc. Citizen science projects on environmental conservation. Last year, 6 Clare-based projects were funded through the scheme. The grants can be requested through the scheme range from €500 to €25,000. The closing date for applications is Monday the 25th of March at 5 p.m. Applications must be made via the website heritagecouncil.ie/funding-grant-system. Funded projects must be completed by the 15th of November and full details are available on the website. Clare County Council has announced details of a free training programme for women who are considering running as candidates in the 2024 local elections. The Supporting Women in Local Elections initiative has been organised to support greater involvement by women in local government. Sinead Doody, Doody Facilitation and Consulting Limited, on behalf of Clare County Council, will deliver the free online training programme over four workshops in March and April. Potential local election candidates will learn about local government and why it matters, as well as the importance of equality, diversity and inclusion in local politics. The workshops will provide practical information on running a successful election campaign, including advice on getting your message and communication strategy right, how to build your leadership and resilience, and how to make the best use of social media. Cathaoirleach of Clare County Council, Councillor Joe Cooney, said, "I am very pleased that Clare County Council is organising this event to support first-time women candidates in the upcoming local elections. I look forward to seeing a greater gender balance on the ballot paper and in the council chamber for the following elections." The workshops are free of charge, but those interested in participating must register at surveymonkey.com/supportingwomenlocalelections. Dates and times will be finalised in the following the registration of participants. Mothers and Others Gaelic Football Gatha Gales are inviting ladies to join their open training session on Monday the 25th of March from 8:15pm to 9:30pm in the Whitegate GA pitch. It's open to everyone over 25 years of age and all levels of fitness. No experience is necessary. Training takes place over 12 weeks, ending in a fun social blitz in June, costing €30. For more details, contact Laura O'Leary on 086 300 5138. Ballina GA Easter Camp registration is now open for boys and girls aged 6 to 13 years who wish to take part in the Easter Camp that will run in Ballina GA grounds from March the 26th to the 28th, and that will be on from 10am to 1pm daily. The local branch of Conrún na Gaeilge will hold a churchgate collection in the Scariff, Inishcaltra and Shungraini parishes at the St Patrick's Day Masses. The money raised will be used for the organisation and promotion of the Irish language activities in the area, and all support would be welcome. The news is sponsored by Leona Nails and Brow Bar in Scariff. That's all the news for this week. News was compiled and read by myself, Ursula Hogan. Stay tuned for the weather forecast read to you by Jim Collins. Thank you for listening. Take care and don't forget to smile.
The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff. Today, Saturday, will be mostly cloudy with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle. The best of any brighter, drier weather will be in the west and northwest, highs of 7 to 9 degrees. Drier with clear spells in the north and west tonight, lows generally of 1 to 5 degrees. Plenty of cloud with further outbreaks of rain expected tomorrow Sunday, especially in the eastern half of the country, highs of 7 to 10 degrees. Outbreaks of rain will continue Sunday night, mainly near the Irish Sea. Further west it will be drier with some clear spells, lows of 2 to 5 degrees. Mostly cloudy Monday with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, mainly over the eastern half of the country. Later in the day, some sunny spells will break through as the rain becomes patchier. Highs of 6 to 10 degrees. Mostly dry Monday night with a mix of cloud and clear spells and some patchy light rain or drizzle. Lows of 0 to 4 degrees. Any remaining patches of rain and drizzle will clear through Tuesday morning as sunny spells and scattered light showers develop for the afternoon. Highs of 7 to 11 degrees. And the further outlook, well, current indications suggest that it will turn more unsettled for midweek with rain and showers. And that's the forecast. The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff.